Roscoe Arbuckle was found not guilty in the eyes of the law, but as there was no radio to speak of, most of America west of the Rockies was unaware that Roscoe had been acquitted, since the only papers that carried the story after that were in the Hearst Syndicate. Arbuckle lived out the next 11 years in despair and anonymity. He also drank too much. So that's the whole story. A beloved comedian was set up by friends he trusted, slandered in the press he had always accommodated, bankrupted by a DA with political aspirations, blacklisted in the industry he helped to create for that which he'd been acquitted of in a court of law. Guess you could call it a comic tragedy.